This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Our listener Dylan's going to join us here in just a moment. Second date update brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install. Hey, good morning, Dylan. Welcome to The Wolf. Welcome to Second Date Update. How are you doing on this Friday morning?
Hey, things could be better right now, I guess.
Yeah, we're going to try to track Melissa down for you. You messaged us about Melissa. So how are things going with her?
They're not going well. Melissa's been blowing me off. So it's been like 3 weeks and there's no response from her.
So, Dylan, when did things start going south?
So, I mean, you know, we have been texting up until this point, and of course, I talked to her over the phone, and then, you know, after the date, I, like, texted her, like, maybe 3-4 days later, just to ask, like, hey, you know, I had a really good time on our date, can't wait to see you again, let me know when you're free, and then nothing. And then I called, like, maybe 2 weeks later, because I don't want to be pushy,
right. And
it just went to voicemail, so...
And how did you guys meet originally?
Oh, well, I met her at a restaurant. I had a friend that was in town, so we went out for dinner, and she was the bartender there. And while I was waiting for my friend, we kind of hit it off, you know, making small talk. And then, I got her number before I left.
And then what was the first date like?
So she wanted to stay home. I originally suggested there's this little Italian place that was by the restaurant. But, you know, she works at a restaurant. So she didn't really want to go out to one on her day off, which I totally get that.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So I went over to her place and it was fun. We ordered some food, we popped a few bottles, and I really felt like we were kind of on the same page with, you know, what we wanted out of a relationship, and I felt like at least we had a good connection.
So why, Dylan, why do you think she's not calling you back?
I don't know. That's the whole thing, right?
Like, yeah.
I really have no idea. She's just not responding to me. And then I think back on the date, it's like she wasn't angry at any point or upset on the date. You know, I don't think that I said anything weird, nothing awkward happened. I don't know. So I'm calling you guys.
Okay. Well, Dylan, and thank you. And that explains a lot. So we're going to try to figure out where this mystery leads with you and Melissa and get some answers for you and maybe get you back together for a second date. So, Dylan, if you can hang on, stay right there, and we will be right back with Second Date Update after this.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Second Date Update brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install. Our listener, Dylan, has not heard back from Melissa after a great first date over at her place a few weeks ago.
I went over to her place and it was fun. We ordered some food, we popped a few bottles, and I really felt like we were kind of on the same page with, you know, what we wanted out of a relationship, and I felt like at least we had a good connection.
Hello?
Hi, Melissa?
Yeah, who am I speaking with?
Melissa, hi, it's Thunder and PT, and we do the morning show here on 102.9 The Wolf. This is Melissa, right?
Yeah. Are you guys trying to prank me?
Well, no, nothing like that.
No, this is something we call Second Date Update. We got your number from a guy you went on a date, you met and then went on a date with, and I think it was back at your place, Dylan.
Got it. I don't think that's going to happen, though. He's sort of on my list.
Why is that?
Well, he came over to my place to hang out. And, I mean, things went really well for the most part. But, after the date, I went to my bed and realized my childhood teddy bear was missing. I mean, it's always on my bed, so, like, where could it have gone? He's the only other person over there, so he had to have taken my bear.
Oh, okay, wait,
your child, you say your teddy bear?
Yeah, yeah, my teddy bear. He took my teddy bear.
So he came over to your place, and he told us this, and things were going just fine, and then you went to bed and realized your teddy bear was missing.
Why would he take your teddy bear?
I don't know. People are super weird. I mean, I really want it back, and I want my bear back, like, I mean, now. Like, I'm going to have to fight him if I don't get my bear back.
And did you, have you texted him and told him this, that he stole your bear, or does he think that you don't know?
I think he thinks that I don't know.
Okay, well, listen, Melissa, not to make this any more awkward, but we've got Dylan on the phone with us. Dylan, did you take her teddy bear?
I let me explain. I can neither confirm nor deny, so I guess that she's just going to have to go on another date with me to find out.
Buddy, come on.
Okay, no. Are you holding my teddy bear hostage over a date? Seriously? That's just so weird, bro.
Melissa, listen, I did not steal it, okay? I have every single plan to return it on our next date.
You can go to hell.
So you took her teddy bear.
You're admitting to taking the teddy bear down.
Why did you feel that you thought that was just kind of clever and kind of playful, Dylan?
Yeah, I mean, it is. That's because it is playful. But, it is. Come on. This is like, it's just like, what?
It's like the creepy version of leaving something at somebody's place,
yes,
right? It's like you leave something at someone's place when you want the call back, but you don't steal something with like a blackmail scenario. That's creepy, man.
This is not creepy, okay? It's a stuffed animal. And listen, I wanted to get to know Teddy. Teddy's important to her. I want to get to know Teddy. We've been hanging out. It's been great. And now, Teddy back.
Okay. You're willing to give it back. Do you want your teddy bear back, Melissa?
I definitely want my teddy bear back, but not if I have to see him again.
Right. How about this? We should start like this side business, PT, a side hustle, where we just go get stuff back from exes.
Excellent.
And then take him to our second date update people's
we'll
house.
We'll call it Deliver X.
All right. We're going to get that bear back for you, Melissa, all right?
Man. Obviously, we have to ask, though, do you want to go on a second date with Dylan or no?
Hell no.
Yeah. All right. And Dylan, what would you like to say?
I just thought this would play out differently as all.
Well, I mean, it didn't. Yeah, it's just, it's
appreciate
kind of,
you reaching out, man. It's just, it's weird.
PT
dude.
Said it's creepy. It's kind of blackmail. It's kind of messed up. All right, Melissa, we're going to figure out a way off air to get your bear back.
Okay.
And, get creepy on second date update.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thunder and PT on the Wolf. Follow us on Facebook, 1029thewolf.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.